Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
An Erios production.
Menopause is coming and the men have all left town, but I'm not giving up until I see that baby crown. 39 and single, can someone help me out? He could be bald and bearded, short or tall, funny, smart, love basketball, from gay to straight, black to white, tiny eyes with an underbite. I just need
Hi, everybody. Well, it's Sunday night, and I'm desperately trying to get this episode done before tomorrow, Monday, because tomorrow I go to the clinic to do my blood test to see if the transfer worked, and I just don't want to think about the podcast tomorrow and how I'm going to give you all the news, positive or negative. Like, I don't want to think about it. So, I'm very sorry, but you're not going to get any news this week. But you will hear from my mom at the end of this episode, and my guest is so wonderful, you're just gonna love her. And of course, if you're dying to know what's up, you know, down there, you can always subscribe to the Patreon, where I'm always posting updates in real time, meaning the update will be up there by the time you hear this. So that's patreon.com/spermcast, and you can just subscribe for $2 a month. Okay, so let's jump right into this interview with my wonderful friend, Ashley Hairston. Oh, I wish you could see her face. She's so beautiful, and she just makes me laugh so much. Here she is.
Yes. Ashley.
This is so cool.
Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm happy to see you. I'm always so happy. Every time I see you, I just get excited and I jump for joy.
I agree. I feel the same way about you. I feel like the last time we saw each other was at the coffee, what's it called? Home cafe.
It's called the guest house?
The guest house.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
What? So you don't remember, Molly?
No, I don't remember anything ever. But I think every time anyone sees you, Ashley, I think everybody gets overjoyed and excited to see you. You're just like so, I don't want to put pressure on you, but you're just
my
like.
My armpits are sweating.
I mean, mine are too, but it's hot in here. I just feel like you're just overflowing with joy. Is that too much? Is that a little much?
Thanks. That is,
or it's maybe an infectious smile.
Okay,
and you bring there and light. You're just
thank you, Molly. That's very
emitting,
kind.
Emitting a beautiful light.
I feel the same way about you goodness. I'm serious. Yeah, when I like see you, my heart feels with joy. You have that
That's
impact
what I
on
feel
people.
When I see you. This is nice. This is maybe we just got something.
We need, yeah. It's true.
Did you ever find that people don't realize that you have other feelings as well? Or like when I was younger, I think nobody realized that I was multi-leveled, multifaceted. Faceted.
Like many
that
emotions.
I wasn't happy all the time.
Right, yes. Yeah.
It's called multidimensional.
Yeah, I think that there's definitely me outside, mm-hmm. you know, presenting to the world. Mm-hmm. And it's the way that I feel most, you know, led to present myself, uh-huh. especially like engaging with other people. Mm-hmm. People make me like happy. So I feel like that it gets inside of me and then it reflects back to them.
Hell yes.
I don't know.
No,
but then like. Yeah, but then when I'm at home, you know, I'm just myself and I'm just swirling around. And then this is just me that at my like base, which is still pretty, you know, upbeat, I guess.
Yeah.
And energetic. But we definitely, listen, I'm a Gemini and I got all the personalities and I also can slide into the darkness too. I can slide into the darkness, and sometimes I can swirl around there for a while. But luckily, we know how to get out of it, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know anything about Geminis, but
Geminis are, they're known, or like, on the surface, supposedly, like, two-faced people. But I like to think of it as adaptable in every environment. So that's why people think they're two-faced, because you're like, wait a second, I saw you in that group being like that, and then I saw you over there, and you were like this, and then you're like, and then
how you dare have to those just, people judge you?
I know, right? I can't help it. That's just the way I am. Listen, I'm a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I don't know what that means. Okay.
I used to have an ex-boyfriend that told me that my joy made him sad.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That, like, I shone too brightly, and it made him unhappy.
That's awful.
Yeah. It's fun.
I, too, had an ex-boyfriend who had a different energy than mine at times. Mm. And I feel like I would try to de-brighten lesson, or like, you know, meet them at their level.
Like turn down the dial a little bit on your lantern.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah, we don't need to do that.
Who knew?
We probably knew, but we just.
I genuinely thought I had to be like, okay, I need to be, you know, I need to ground it.
That's so interesting. Yeah. My ex used to tell me that that my happiness seemed fake. And so I would be in my head and try to be cooler and more chill. And oh, my gosh.
I am so sorry. That is so not healthy. Toxic.
Toxic.
Yeah, that's not healthy. I know that feeling. No. I thought there had to be a balance. Mm-hmm. I thought I had to, like, move forward, you know, with balance. I've thought that for a long time, too. Because I remember in college, I, like, struggled for a while. I was like, everybody who's, like, you know, mean and get what you want, and you have to like be run over people to do whatever, like, you know, like that kind of attitude all the time. I was like, they're successful. They don't care about what anybody else thinks or does or whatever, and they're making it, like, you know. And so I was like, I gotta be, it's too, like, I can't be nice all the time, you know, which is sometimes true, but, like, you know, you can't change who you are. Who you are is like who you need to be.
Yeah, you should dive into it even more.
Lean into it even more, yeah. Don't try to change it. That's where you get...
No, change the boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh. Exactly.
So, Ashley.
Yeah.
How... I've already said, how are you? Tell me a little, what is this show you're on? On Nickelodeon?
No.
It's not on Nickelodeon?
No. It's on Cartoon Network.
Oh, that's good too, I guess. I don't watch cartoons.
I don't either. Yeah, it's on Cartoon Network.
Amazing.
Yeah, Craig of the Creek.
Craig
comes
of the
on
Creek.
Saturdays.
Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And you play?
Saturdays. And I play a little firecracker scientist girl who hangs out down by the creek and does experiments.
So cool.
She tries to test out her theories. But her name is Ren.
Aww.
And she's just the sweetest little thing, I tell you.
Oh, she's so cute. I saw the clip of her. I love her so much.
Thank you so much. That was the first thing I ever like booked for voiceover.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so you haven't been doing it for a while?
Yeah. I booked
a while?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
How long?
For like maybe like the first one was, so we're in season three now. So
oh my
she's
goodness.
Been on since season one. Yeah.
That is so great.
Yeah, a couple years.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're a writer as well.
I write on the show now, yes.
That show. Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Which happened, I think, as a result of, you know, voicing. I would just come in and do my records and stuff and then hang out. And I just had so much fun with, like, the story editor on the show and the two creators that were there. And then, yeah, just became friends with them. And then, I became friends with one of the guys on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then I just posted randomly, like, months later that I was looking for writing jobs. And I think he saw that post. Cool. And, like, forwarded my name, put my name in the hat.
See,
to, like,
you gotta put yourself out there.
You gotta put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. I stated specifically what I was looking for, mm-hmm. what I've done, and why I'm capable of doing that mm-hmm. job, you know, being a writer, whatever. So that's how that happened.
That's amazing. And so that's what you were doing. That's what your day job is right now?
Mm-hmm. Hell, yeah, we're still
yes.
going.
This is
we're
awesome.
Still like, animation is like freaking thriving right now.
Right.
And, you know, I'm very happy because I had a couple agents that were like, do not take a writing job mm-hmm. because you'll never be an actor again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I got to take this writing job because I'm broke mm-hmm. and I need some cash. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and I can do it. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to do it. And thank goodness I did because I got this job now.
That's like amazing.
Through this whole pandemic, we are like busy
busting
as
your
ever.
Asses. Yeah.
Yeah. Busy as ever. Every day meeting on, you know, still cranking out stuff.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Very grateful.
So I know you from improv. I know you're very mm-hmm. funny.
Okay. Improv.
I know
okay.
you're very funny.
Oh.
What? Hold on. I know you're very talented, a very talented actor and beautiful.
Oh my God.
But wait, how am I? I'm trying to figure out how to put this as I go along. So what do you think about babies? Is what I was going to ask because I don't know how old you are.
Oh,
and,
okay.
you know, when I first mm-hmm. met you, you had a boyfriend. I mm-hmm. don't know if you do it or not anymore. I mean, I know
do
you don't
not.
Have that one.
I'm single.
Okay. Putting it out there to all my single
yeah,
mother
because...
by choice mothers. I mean, ladies out there.
I got plans. We got to get moving.
Yes. Okay. So you're thinking yeah. about that stuff now?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. So we need to. Did yeah. you already say how old you are?
I don't think so. I just turned 35.
Happy birthday. When was your birthday? Gemini,
thanks.
When's that?
Gemini, June 9th.
Oh my goodness, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Wow. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay, so you're single, ready to mingle, and
yeah. Yeah, baby.
And wondering about your future, and you're in a budding career as a voiceover artist, actor, and writer.
Wow. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's yeah. a lot.
Yeah, I guess it is.
And you're in the middle of this pandemic, so dating isn't easy. Oh, my God.
Not happening. Oh, my gosh. We, like, so,
I mean, we
yeah.
could, yeah.
We can get into that, too.
Oh,
it's
my God,
just,
please.
It's rocky. Listen, Molly, I like to manifest things. Like, I'm a big, like, universe type uh-huh. tapping in person, mm-hmm. you know? I very much believe in it and very much believe in, like, you know, the power of manifesting, like,
okay.
what you want to happen.
Okay.
And so I, leading up to the pandemic, had been planning out the year.
Uh-huh. Oh, you froze.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no. You're,
am I back?
Your
the
face
universe.
Is... Oh!
What's happening? Your camera just switched to horizontal.
I noticed. Now you can see my messy room. What the hell?
How did that happen?
Where were we? We were frozen.
Oh, yeah. So manifesting.
Manifesting.
Yeah.
Universe.
Mm-hmm. I believe in it.
Okay.
Wait, so, yeah. So I, leading up to this pandemic, had planned out everything. You know, I was going, I had like, here's the goals for 2020. Here's where I want to be for 2021 and 22.
Damn.
Some of those goals were engaged by the holidays.
Oh, it could happen.
I know. Mm. It still could happen. Mm-hmm. 2020, then I wanted to book a series regular role. That
not including your cartoon? Wait, didn't you have a series regular on a show recently?
No.
A recurring?
Guest star, yeah, recurring.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's
that
fun.
Was fun.
What network was that?
That was on CBS.
Hell yes, girl. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So
yeah.
great.
Hey, thanks very much.
You're
yeah,
welcome.
That feels like a world away from now because that was the beginning of this year.
When did you shoot it? This year?
January.
That's pretty great.
What the heck? But yeah, so I was like, that's going to turn into a series regular role. And I wrote it out. You have to write things down, you know? I went to an intuitive reader once or twice, actually 3 times. But she's great. She lives in Laguna Beach. Her name's Tracy. She's the best. She's at the Chakra Shack. Okay. Anyway, she told me I was going to go into writing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And at that time, I didn't have any writing experience.
Wow.
Like, professionally, you know?
Yeah.
She told me I was going to go into writing. She told me I was going to meet 3 guys, and she told me specifically the types of guys that they were, and I met all 3 of those.
Okay.
She told me also that I need to be manifesting and writing out my goals and then putting them under a candle and burning the candle 3 times a day or 3 days in a row.
Okay. 3 days in a row once?
Once, 3 days in a row, yeah.
That sounds like a little easier.
Yeah.
3 times a day.
I usually lie down, like, I'll do it 3 times a day, and then I forget, and then I'm like, well, I'll just do it tomorrow, and then I do it the next day, too. Now I just do it every day, really.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I write out my goals and manifestation thingy-bobs, put them under the candle, light the candle, blow it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been working.
Okay.
But I say that to say, I put, like, you know, I put the writing job happened.
Right.
Sometimes I'll put specific people on the candle, and things will happen with them.
Dude, maybe you've got a power.
Maybe. I don't know, but it's been working. Anyway, so December, I put that on, the goals, to be engaged by Christmas, then the series regular, blah, 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 or whatever, mm-hmm. writing job, whatever, to be sustainable for next year, buying a home.
Buying a home, 2021?
2021.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Pregnant.
Yes. 2021.
Moving in.
Then pregnant.
Yeah. This could be like end of 21 to into 2022. Okay. But yes, I'm envisioning the pregnant me looking in, walking about the new home.
Oh, that's wonderful.
With my partner.
Okay,
whoever
I mean,
that might be.
I think it could happen for sure.
I think so too. But so, yes, I've been thinking about that because that would put me at 37 years old.
Ah.
Yes. So, mm-hmm. There is a situation, like a bit of a timeline situation that I feel, you know, I got to work within, mm-hmm. unfortunately. My mom had me at 37, and I was her last mm-hmm. of 5 children. So
I was the last of 5 too at 30, and my mom was 36.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, according to this timeline, I'd be getting started at 37.
And so when you're walking around pregnant in that house, how old are you?
I'm 37.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Holding your belly.
Yeah.
Protruding belly. Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe you get pregnant at 36.
Okay. Excuse me. So
okay.
Pregnant at 36. So
then or 37. But yeah. Okay. So this is great.
Okay.
But not
right.
But.
No, I know. Sure.
But you might be super powerful and be able to manifest all this stuff, and I hope you are. But what do you do if there's other plans out there for you, or if your plans, if you're not in control of those plans at all?
I know.
You know, I know, you know.
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do about that? Are you thinking about your options? Or is it really just about staying the course? And
no, we yeah. always got to think about the options.
Okay.
The options,
mm-hmm.
I know I need to take action.
You don't have to.
I should, though.
You're just talking to a woman who has had a hard time, so.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, the cookie hasn't crumbled the way I thought it would.
Right.
That's not how that saying goes, but I like it. Wait, how does that thing go?
The cookie just,
That's the way the cookie crumbles. Okay.
Well, the idea is that it was crumbling. instead of being bitten by you the way that you wanted to chew the cookie, I guess.
Quick question. Yeah. Somebody ordered Postmates last night and it got delivered to my house.
Oh, nice.
No, I didn't notice it till this morning. Well, I noticed it last night and I thought it was the person in my Airbnb, so I messaged them. And they didn't text me till this morning saying, oh, no, that's not ours. So I had it was like this big, like three-course meal. I mean, there were like three entrees in there.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I'm not going to. It's been out all night long. But there, so I threw it all away, which made me very sad. I hate wasting food.
Yeah.
But there was a cookie in a bag in there. What do you think?
I think it's fine. What kind?
I think so, too. Like a big home-baked chocolate chip cookie.
Absolutely, you can eat it.
In a little brown paper bag.
That cookie was for you.
It was meant for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so anyway, the cookie didn't crumble quite the way I imagined it would.
Yes, right.
And yeah. I don't want to be a negative lady. I don't even want any of that to rub off on you.
No, not at all.
But I want to know what you're thinking, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure I've got listeners out there that are younger and don't know what they're going to do when they come to the next point.
That. Right. Yeah. And I don't know what I would do. I don't know. I think the first step is getting I'm going to sound so stupid because I don't know. We're also so uninformed about, at least me, about our bodies.
I can answer any questions that you have. And then if I get them wrong too, I can cut in with that information. So,
great.
So don't feel dumb.
Oh, okay. Well, I know that I need to get my eggs counted, right?
Yes, no. You can't count them. But
what?
Well, you're at this point in your life, I can't remember the numbers, and I'm probably going to have to look into it. But at this point, you probably have about 200,000 eggs in your body. Ooh, sorry, Ashley, that estimate was a little bit high. But here's the deal. All these websites are so oversimplified that they don't give you any real numbers. Either they're keeping everything secret and you have to go to medical school in order to learn the actual facts, or nobody knows the actual numbers. But here's what we've got. Most people agree that there are 1 to 2 million eggs when a female is born. By puberty, it's about 300 to 400,000. And by age 37, it's maybe around 25,000. If you extrapolate from these very oversimplified graphs, you could kind of guess that at 35, you've maybe got 70,000 eggs.
Right.
Each month, you're actually losing 1,000 eggs.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
So when they go in there and they look at your ovaries, they're looking to see how many are sort of growing that month on each ovary.
Yeah.
And that's called your antral follicle count.
Okay.
Okay, let me give you a little bit more info here. And maybe let's go back to some basics. All right, so every little egg is inside a follicle, okay? If you can kind of figure out the number of follicles you have, you can kind of figure out, maybe average the number of eggs you have left. Now more official information. An ovarian follicle is a fluid-filled sac that contains an immature egg, or oocyte, and they're found in the ovaries. So what are antral follicles? All the follicles in the ovaries start off as primordial follicles. They're teeny tiny, and they can't be seen in the ultrasound. Every day, however, primordial follicles are awakened by hormonal signals and start to mature. In one of those growth stages, the follicle gains a fluid-filled cavity known as the antrum. Follicles with an antrum are referred to as antral follicles and measure between 2 and 10 millimeters in diameter, and therefore they can be seen on the ultrasound. So what you're seeing on the ultrasound is the follicle, not the egg, because the egg is microscopic. So the number of active antrum follicles on the ovary, or visible on the ovary, correlates to the potential number of eggs that are left in your ovary, giving you a rough estimate of your ovarian reserve. Average AFC for age 25 to 34 is 15. Average for 35 to 40 is 9. Average for 41 to 46 years old is 4. And I believe that's for both ovaries combined.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other number is AMH, anti-Müllerian hormone, and that's a blood test. And that kind of helps them judge your egg reserve.
Yeah.
But it's not, I mean, I think it's not super, super accurate. I've heard of women's AMH is going up. And also if you have PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, then you can have a super high AMH.
Okay,
well, we must talk about AMH. AMH, or anti-Mullerian hormone, is a hormone that is made by granulosa cells that take care of the eggs. So the more eggs a woman has, the more granulosa cells she has, and the higher her AMH. Higher AMH values, greater than 1, usually signify that a woman has a normal ovarian reserve, and lower numbers, less than 1, may indicate a woman with a low or diminished ovarian reserve. Also, levels over 4 may be indicative of polycystic ovarian syndrome. Now, here's something new that I just read. This post from RMA, which is a reproductive clinic, says that AMH is not a predictor of whether a woman can get pregnant spontaneously in the future. A large cohort study demonstrated that there was no difference in pregnancy rates in women with normal AMH values trying to conceive versus women with low AMH levels trying to conceive. Which to me means even if you have a diminished ovarian reserve, a low AMH number, you're still going to release that one egg when you ovulate. AMH is predictive of how effective in vitro fertilization or IVF will be, because if you have a low AMH, you're going to have a low ovarian reserve, and even with lots of stimulation, you won't have that many eggs to retrieve. This post says that there are no proven ways to increase your AMH levels, but some research has shown that vitamin D and DHEA may help increase AMH levels.
Okay.
So there's that, and there's follicle stimulating hormone, and I don't know what the numbers are on that. Well, now I do, but I should probably explain what FSH is before I tell you these numbers. FSH is follicle stimulating hormone, and it's released by the pituitary gland in the beginning of your menstrual cycle to tell the ovaries that it's time to recruit some follicles to grow and mature. FSH trends in the opposite direction of AMH and antral follicle counts, because as the ovarian reserve goes down, as indicated by low AMH or low follicle counts, the pituitary gland is like, whoa, baby, we need to recruit more follicles, so I'm going to shoot out way more FSH. An FSH level under 10 is considered normal. A level of 10 to 15 is concerning. It indicates the early stages of diminished egg reserve. An FSH of 15 to 20 indicates a definite low supply of eggs. Mm-hmm. So there are like some tests, but none of them are definitive and will tell you whether or not you're fertile or
going
not.
Going to be. Wow. Yeah.
But they help. They give you an idea. And I think anybody should do that, even if they're in their. Yeah, just get stuff tested. You might not know if your stuff is great, but you could find out if it's really low.
Right. And it's better to find out sooner than later.
Absolutely. And then you could get going on it. You could take control of that and start working on it if you have to. So that is a good thing to know. That's a good thing to get checked.
Yeah, I actually had a doctor's appointment that was coming in March, like the end of March, right as the pandemic started.
Wow.
And they were like, we can't see you. We're going to have to reschedule you to October.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And mind you, this was an appointment that had been rescheduled. So I had been waiting since October of last year.
Oh,
and
my
that
God.
Was the earliest they could see me was in March.
Are they the only option for you? Because that seems wild.
I know. Well, at least now, yeah. Like, I would have to figure out who I can go see during this time. Because I know it's only, like, people, you know, with severe health issues, you know,
well,
that are getting appointments.
Well, I don't know. I had an annual.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, in June.
Oh, good.
No, I had an end of June.
Wow.
And I just went in the office with my mask on.
And that was fine?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, they pushed me to October. I guess
that
I could look at other places, though, too.
Yeah, I think maybe look into other places.
Okay.
It's up to you. Are you writing that down?
Yeah.
Good.
I am. Into other places.
Places. Okay, so
So my mom had me at 37. I think she stopped. She said all of the women in her family started menopause at 40.
Oh.
So she said.
That's early.
Yes. And my sister has already been informed. She is 38.
Okay.
No, she just turned 39. She just turned 39. And they told her, they did whatever the tests were, you know, to, they said, if you're thinking about having any more children, she's got two. They were like, nah, you need to probably do that very soon.
Okay.
So whatever it was you were referring to, the count and the follicle count.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever that was gave them reason to kind of give her like a warning,
yeah.
You know? And is the window, does it like close fast or something? Like what?
It's
like an elevator.
It closes a lot faster than, than you think.
When my sister told me when she, so this was probably last year, my mom was visiting her and my sister had gone in and that's when they told her. And then they had a conversation, my sister and my mom. And then my sister called me right after because she was like, listen, you need to, I need to let you know this because it runs in our family and mom hasn't like really stressed it enough to us. For whatever reason, she's like, so I'm telling you now, you need to pick up. And I was like, how am I supposed to do that? What are you calling to tell me right now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's not just something you can be like, chop, chop, do it. You know, that doesn't
that's the problem.
Like that.
It doesn't, it depends on elements outside your body that you're not in control of.
Early or premature menopause happens when ovaries stop making hormones and periods stop at a younger age than usual. The average age of menopause in the United States is 52. About 5% of women naturally go through early menopause. More on this later.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that is definitely something to consider.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you end up with flying colors on all of those tests and that you don't have to worry about any of this stuff.
But what do you think about egg freezing in general?
Mm-hmm. I would be for sure into that.
What's stopping you money?
Right? Yeah, it's from what I've heard, it's around $10,000 to start.
I think that's about right.
Yeah. And I know it's pretty strenuous, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Over time?
Well, I mean, it takes a month.
Yeah.
And it's not like, yeah, it's not comfortable. You have to give yourself injections.
Right. Yeah.
But it doesn't debilitate you. And you get to spend at least one day in bed watching TV after they do your retrieval. That's always fun.
That's great. I don't see what the harm in doing it is, right? Or are there?
No,
is there?
I don't think there is a harm in doing it. I remember when I went to the doctor the first time, I was like, well, is it going to use up all of my eggs? And he's like, no, you're... So in case you're wondering that, or my listeners are, because your body every month loses 1,000 eggs, you're not going to decrease the amount of eggs in your body. They're going to be retrieving eggs that would have been lost that month anyway.
Mm.
So that's not a worry. And if you have endometriosis or polycystic ovarian syndrome, those things can be affected by the hormones that you're giving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I know that people with PCOS, I believe they can get I don't remember what it's called. Hyperovarian stimulation syndrome, maybe something like that. So their ovaries get overstimulated. They have too many eggs on each ovary and it's very painful. And
ouch.
PCOS is polycystic ovarian syndrome and it's a hormonal disorder common among women of reproductive age. Women with PCOS may have infrequent or prolonged menstrual periods or excess male hormone androgen levels. The ovaries may develop numerous small collections of fluid or follicles and fail to regularly release eggs. Now, OHSS, ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome is an exaggerated response to excess hormones. It usually occurs in women taking injectable hormone medications to stimulate the development of eggs in the ovaries. Ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome, OHSS, causes the ovaries to swell and become painful.
So women who have PCOS have a higher chance of OHSS during fertility treatments.
Ouch.
But I think you might know if you, already by now if you have any of those things going on. Maybe. Do you know?
I do not.
Do you have very painful periods or anything?
No.
That's great.
Yeah, my periods, they are 3 days max.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they come around same time every month.
That's amazing.
3 days max. Now, I will say, I have been noticing spotting in between, which I have heard is something to consider. But isn't that like a thing? Is like a sign of leading towards things are starting to slow down or
I can't tell you for sure. I know that when I turned 35, my periods got longer.
Oh.
And I started feeling crampy, and I never had cramps before. And I think that's just because our hormones change as we get older.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, all of it's stuff to consider, and it might be a sign of, you know, what, perimenopause or whatever, but it's probably just your hormones are changing, and that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think that, I think a sign of perimenopause is if you start skipping periods every now and again.
Oh, okay, skipping, got it.
I can look into it.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Oh, great.
Oh, hello. Well, I looked up spotting and what does spotting mean? And there's many things. Some things that can cause spotting: birth control, ovulation, implantation bleeding, pregnancy, perimenopause, trauma, uterine cervical polyps, sexually transmitted infection, pelvic inflammatory disease, fibroids, endometriosis, polycystic ovarian syndrome, stress, medications, thyroid problems, cancer, other causes. Okay, but when you look up perimenopause symptoms, let's see it. Let me look it up again. They list lower sex drive, fatigue, irregular periods, vaginal dryness, discomfort during sex, urine leakage when coughing or sneezing. It doesn't say spotting specifically. So, I mean...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, so what else about egg freezing? Because what else can we talk about it?
Yeah, I would definitely freeze my eggs. You know, what's the harm in not having them for later if I need to access them?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like a thing you look back and it's a good thing I did that, you know?
Yeah, I remember when I did it, it was like an insurance policy is what what I called it, what I told my parents when I asked them for money.
Good, yeah. This is an investment.
Yep, in grandchildren.
Yeah, in your grandchildren.
I didn't ask them for a ton of money, just for help. But also I remember having a renaissance, I guess, after doing that. Because I don't know, how does it affect your dating life right now? I mean, having that pressure of reproduction on your shoulders.
It definitely makes me more focused, you know, and I think that just in general, getting older and, you know, my last relationship was 5 years. We lived together for 4 years, you know, I thought that that would be the final shebang, you know, so I was very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you learn a lot, too, just by living with someone and thinking of them in terms of your life partner, you know, things you are looking for and things you are willing to compromise on or not compromise on, or, you know, you just kind of take all of that with you into the next relationship afterwards. And you are kind of, I'm definitely more intentional, I think, with dating now, with, like, you know, the funny jokes about like sitting down on a first date and being like asking just like pointed questions, you know, the things, because I don't have time to just like I feel like I don't have time to just be dating just to date because we are both fun people and like to hang out. And right. like, you know, that's, I'm past
and
all so that.
So is it working? How are men responding to that?
Well,
and by working, I just mean like, is it scaring men away or is it fine?
No, it seems to be fine. Cool. I haven't really dated anybody since that breakup, unfortunately.
Oh.
I was hanging around with a guy for like a little bit of time. And yeah, I had to have that conversation because I, with myself first, like, I'd be like, okay, Ashley, like, we are, you know, being intentional and focused in moving forward. Like, is this person the person you, like, you want to move forward with this person, you know? And I think he was in a place where he's like, well, you know, we're just hanging out and like, this is, you're great. We're having a great time. We, you know, whatever. And then I was like, but there are certain things that that's not who I picture myself marrying, basically, you know, and definitely not the father of my children.
Right.
A great guy, but not going to be raising my children and showing them how to be an example. So that's actually what I'm looking for now is just like, I'm looking at like, do I trust this person to raise my children? Do I look at, you know, is that too, that's heavy, but it's like, I gotta see that.
No,
in
I think
a
it's. I think it's good. I think what's interesting is that I feel like I thought about all those things back when, even in my late 20s and stuff.
Oh wow!
I feel like I did, but I feel like it scared everybody away. And
it is scary for them.
I always wonder if I should have done something differently, but I don't think there's any right way to go about it. But I think it's best to like, yeah, definitely make sure that y'all are on the same path if you're going to start walking down a path together.
Right.
It might be fun, but like, you don't want to diverge from your goals too much. Yeah.
No, of course not. No. I'm getting right to the point, I guess, is how I'm approaching it now.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like they get scared. I've been, they're just like confused, if anything.
Yeah. Well, why did I bring that up? Dating, I guess. We were talking about egg freezing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I remember because I said that I had some sort of like a renaissance after I froze my eggs because I had always approached every sort of potential dude with the like, are you the father of my children? Are you the father of my children?
Oh,
kind of a vibe. And afterwards, and I'd never really been comfortably casual sex wasn't casual for me.
Oh, okay. Never was. Oh.
I mean, like, I wanted it.
Good.
I wanted it to be. It's just like, I would always feel guilty afterwards or something like that. And and it wasn't until afterwards that I had like a, well, let's see, I had like a creative renaissance and I did all that bachelor stuff right after the egg stuff. And I didn't care about men. Like I didn't even date. Well, it's a complicated story. I mean, after I froze my eggs, I got on Hinge and I looked at girls and I dated a girl on and off for a year.
Okay, yeah.
So I really did not care about my reproductive future at that moment, you know, because I wasn't like, this is at the forefront of what I need to do, you know, it wasn't a priority at that time.
Right.
And I got to explore this funny feeling I had.
Nice.
Which turned out to not be, you know.
Okay.
Oh, you
but
remember?
It's good that you.
I remember you were there,
I do?
Sort of. Yeah,
I
you
was
were
where?
In one. Of, you were in one of my bachelor videos, and so.
Oh yeah.
So
I
you
remember
met.
That.
You met the girl.
Oh,
I don't know.
Wait.
If you wait.
Did she have a hat?
Yeah, she does wear a hat often.
I love her.
Yeah,
wait,
Sarah, she's great.
We became friends on like Instagram after Facebook or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the best.
Yes, she loved
oh,
you.
Oh no,
you
what
were so,
happened?
Oh, I wasn't gay.
Oh. Turns out.
But she was wonderful
gay.
And so I wanted to
oh,
be.
Oh my gosh.
Guess slut. I just texted Sarah and asked her if she wanted to come on the podcast, and she's down, and I'm really excited because she actually has a really interesting story about eggs. So I'm looking forward to this.
But we learn, and that relationship hopefully is still intact and
yeah,
some
we're still
form.
Friends. And,
oh my gosh, that's great.
Yeah, and I learned a lot from her.
That's good.
Yes. So that was when I was 37.
Okay.
My whole 37th year, I ignored reproduction. Was that a good idea? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think we're all just kind of moving on now as much as we can try to control. Then speaking to myself, mm-hmm. we are on a path right. of like our own and like cannot really define that path necessarily. Like, yeah, like you were saying, there's all sorts of forces that mm-hmm. kind of move us and guide us and shift us. And like, you're just picking up along the way, like different things. I don't think that you should consider that as like a moment in time that shouldn't have happened, you know?
No. Yeah.
Or that like has taken away from something else.
No, it didn't. I don't think that. Yeah. But now, I mean, I honestly don't, that's not something I look back on and regret.
Good,
I do regret spending years with that asshole I was talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, sorry to interrupt, but I don't want to call him an asshole. He's a good person. We were just in a bad relationship and we were very, very different people. Plus, he still does my taxes for me. So that's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But the relation, no, I never once thought, you know, I shouldn't have done that. I ruined my chances of having a baby because I didn't look for a man that whole year.
Yeah.
Well,
that's not where your energy was focused.
Right. It was focused on creative stuff. And I was making a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah. So I do kind of feel like I feel you on that because mm-hmm. I'm kind of like, I am very much focused right now creatively.
Yes.
And a lot of my time and energy, like if I were to get pregnant right now, that would just be bizarre. Like right now.
Right. Yeah.
But I can feel when I'm like in the what they like to call vortex.
Abraham Hicks?
Yeah, you know her.
I haven't listened to Abraham
Hicks.
You get
down with Abraham?
I haven't listened to her in like 5 years, but I used to a lot.
Okay, that's where I just discovered Abraham.
She's wild. Oh, I guess it's Esther. Esther Hicks.
Esther Abraham Hicks. Yeah. I'm obsessed.
I was gonna put a clip of Abraham Hicks here, but I don't have time. You guys should look her up. Abraham Hicks, YouTube.
What happened? And then, everyone says that. And then they're like, whoa, she's crazy.
No, I don't think she's crazy. I don't have anything negative to say about her. I just... I don't remember but I think there's also this is something that I'm actually uncomfortable talking about. I don't want anybody to know this way, but in a way I feel like I am getting in my way of my own manifestations. I don't even like to talk about manifesting anymore.
Gosh.
Like
oh,
I feel
really?
Like oh now I'm gonna cry.
Oh my gosh, no. I'm so sorry.
No.
It's okay.
It's just
I'm
that
so
I used to have so much hope.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I understand. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Ashley.
No, please do cry. It's total. Oh my God.
You because can, I feel like.
Of course, cry with me.
I was having this conversation with somebody the other day and. And I was just telling her that I feel like I am bad luck because nothing has worked.
Oh my gosh.
Me. Mm-hmm.
But that's totally.
Oh, fuck.
No, Molly.
You
oh
don't
my
know
goodness.
That I'm in the 2 week wait, and then I'm on Monday I find out if I'm pregnant or not.
Oh
and
my gosh, I did not know that.
So sorry, I'm
so
emotional.
Sorry. No, of course. Oh my gosh. Don't apologize at all.
I have no idea. And I don't want to, I try not to think about it. I wish I had a tissue. I have monitor.
I wish I had
a monitor
no,
cleaner.
No, don't put that on your face, please.
No.
No, use your tank top. Yeah.
I don't
Flash
think I have.
Me.
I
Pull
don't,
it up.
I don't think I have.
I wish that I had the, like, words to reassure you, and I wish that I could tell you things that, like, I don't even have the words because I don't want to tell you something that you've heard before numerous times.
Well,
you know,
thank you for that. So I wish I disclaimer. Could offer that.
And I don't know what to say because I don't know. I haven't gone through that yet, but I have friends who have, you know, have gone through it. And I know friends who did not have great outcomes and are still working through that. Like my cousin, who is, she's now 44 and she is trying and has been for years now as well. It's tough and awkward because, you know, just in conversation, we have like a cousin's group chat. And so we're always, you know, and I can feel her sadness, you know, when like my sister's talking about her kids and like whatever. And they're like, people are talking about going back to school or people are talking about, you know, and you know, we all know that she's carrying that weight and that sadness. And I want to be sensitive to your feelings. And then I wish I could encourage you, though, too, just, you know, no, because you can't use those as examples either. But
what?
Well, just like friends who have gone through that and like, and then like have had a positive outcome with it. And like, it's such a story of like, it can happen, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But, you know, that it doesn't happen for so many people, too. But it can happen. And so that is like what I try to hold on to and what I try to just remind.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not bad luck at all. Are you kidding me? Well, that's how we started this conversation is how great of an energy you bring to people. So many people, you know.
Oh. It's a revelation I had the last time I went through one of these things is just that, like, the more I want something, the less likely I am to get it kind of thing, you know? And it just, like, I feel like the more energy I put into something, I'm just, like, pushing it away somehow. I know that's not true. Mm-hmm. I know that saying something out loud isn't going to make it not happen. I know that I feel like if I lit a candle right now, that would be bad luck.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
No.
I don't know. But wait, I have a thought before we go back to me. I know we're back on me already, but I just wanted to say, can I make a suggestion for you and for your cousin? Because I feel like a lot of people don't know how to talk to me, even though they know something's going on. That like, if you don't already, to reach out to her on your own and just be like, hey, was that conversation hard on you? I if you need anybody afterwards to talk to, I'm here.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
A friend of mine
can feel it.
A friend of mine from my basketball team, we're all in a group chat and she got pregnant and it was so sweet of her. She messaged me first just to let me know and I don't know. It's just that really meant a lot to me because if I had just seen like a pregnancy announcement, it would have been like a wonderful but also like a gut punch.
Yeah, sure.
But anyway, okay, so back to me and the candle. I know, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm just trying to be gentle and chill with myself and whatever happens, happens. And I'm not negative. I'm just not incredibly positive and like thinking about baby names and, you know, ordering baby clothes online or anything like that. I'm just, I need to like not be too hopeful because when I am, it feels so bad afterwards.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, you're kind of in a place where you have to kind of be on an even level, like even keeled, you know?
Dead.
So it's
dead
not excited. Because the more excited. Okay, dead. Oh, gosh. It's like the more excited and the build up, you know? Will send you deep down, spiraling.
Right. Yeah. And I also, I know that I've been, like, everything that I've been through has been such a wonderful experience on the, as well as being like a wretched experience. It's been so good for me, and I've helped a lot of women. And if I hadn't gone through this whole experience, it wouldn't have, I wouldn't have touched and reached the people that I have and learned so much and brought attention to this subject. So I'm, this is my path, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever it ends up. I don't know where it goes, but.
My team picked a great time to have a whole group chat.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
The writing team?
Like, oh, my gosh. No. My old mod team is like text messages popping up.
Oh, I'm not even I didn't even notice.
Oh, good. Okay.
But Ashley, I have had you on the phone for too long. It's like.
Shut up. Really?
Well, now
did we talk about everything?
Well. I don't know.
I don't even think we started yet.
What?
Did we start?
Eggs? Egg freezing?
Did we talk about it enough?
I don't know. What else is there?
Okay, so the eggs. Egg we gotta freezing. Get them. I gotta check and get them frozen because.
I think so. But
oh, my backup option is to adopt. I would be open to adopting.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that?
No, we didn't, but I love that.
My oldest sister is
that
adopted.
That takes a lot of the pressure off, too.
Oh, yeah.
Did your mom and dad just adopt for fun, or were they thinking they weren't going to get pregnant?
No, not they for fun, they are. They had two. My brothers.
Oh.
They already had them, and they adopted at 17. She was 17.
Oh my gosh!
So they adopted as
amazing,
as an almost adult.
How did that happen?
She was like a friend, a family friend.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, and her mother was a friend of the family, but their relationship was very strained, and so she's very close with our family, anyways. Mm-hmm. You know, growing up. And then she actually adopted also her son.
Amazing.
So she adopted her son just as my mom was pregnant with me. So they both had infants at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So my nephew is 10 days older than me.
Oh, my gosh.
And then there's, like, pictures of my mom and my sister with, like, little infants.
Oh, my goodness. That's
together.
Wild. I love that.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Aw. So adoption is a good option for you, right? Yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any other questions about egg freezing? So basically, I mean, you've got your big payment that you make and this process that you go through, but then you do have to pay storage fees on it once a year.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Where are they stored?
In nitrogen tanks at the clinic. So somewhere between $600 and $1,000 a year.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the other thing, and I don't want this to scare you, but it's not scary. It's not that scary. But
okay.
Eggs are great to freeze. But if you can freeze embryos, which means you need to get some sperm into that egg, they're more viable. They freeze and thaw at a better rate, at a higher success rate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because eggs are just one cell.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you freeze it, there's a lot of liquid, I guess water, I don't know what, but it can make ice crystals or whatever, and that can pierce the outside of the cell. What's that called again? The outside of a cell?
The nucleus.
And that's the inside, isn't it?
the membrane.
Yeah, cell membrane. There you go. So
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. But you're freezing an embryo, those are typically about 100 cells.
Okay.
Because they're already starting to differentiate inside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So those thaw at a higher success rate. But that's, you know, when they said that to me, I was like, well, whose sperm am I not going to? I'm not going to get like sperm from a sperm bank.
And right.
But yeah. So back then, like the idea of freezing embryos made no sense to me. But because I assumed that I would have a partner to use my eggs with. But I'm actually using my eggs now.
Okay.
Which is what's in there now. Eggs and sperm bank sperm.
From who?
Some dude. Some 6'4", 22-year-old.
Ooh. Baby. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Ashley, what other topics are there that we didn't cover?
Do you feel like you got a big goal?
Yeah, I think I got a lot. Yeah.
Really? Is it informative and educational?
Yeah, because I'm going to cut in with whatever about egg stuff.
And oh, good. Okay. I'm so uninformed. If anything, this is making me realize I have a lot to learn.
Well,
I got a lot to learn about the body that I'm inhabiting.
I was in the same position, and I so it's good. It's definitely good to start thinking about it now. I don't want to scare you, though.
People don't talk about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like people get pregnant and they have babies. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, no one really is like, by the way, this is, you're going to pee yourself, you know? Like, you are probably going to rip your butthole open trying to give birth. Like,
oh my God, that's so funny. It's so gross.
A nightmare.
I think, I mean, egg freezing is much more common now. Maybe the prices are going down. I think if you're thinking about doing that, I would do consultations at two or three different places and go to the place that you like the most and do acupuncture, treat your body well, get in the right shape, eat the right stuff, and take the right vitamins for 2 months before you do it.
Okay.
And that way, if you do it, you'll have a backup. And if you can afford to, do it twice.
Okay.
That's a thing too.
Twice.
I mean, like I have 16 eggs or got 16 eggs when I was 37, but I kind of wish that I had gotten more, even though 16 is a good number.
So the process now that you are doing is, are you comfortable to talk about it?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's... So they're taking those eggs and then doing what with them?
Yeah. Here I gave Ashley a rundown on everything that's happened from January up until, you know, 10 days ago.
They transferred two at the same time?
Two at the same time because you don't know if they're viable or not. Because embryos, when you're 35... And then I tried to explain why one would transfer more than one embryo at a time, and it was a rambling mess, so here's the short version. As a woman ages, egg quality diminishes. If egg quality isn't great, then embryo quality isn't great. The chances of a chromosomal abnormality when a woman is 25 to 30 is 25%. 35 to 37, 45%. 41 to 43, 80%. So if there's a chromosomal abnormality, it's more likely that that embryo will not implant in the uterine wall at all or that it will miscarry. So rather than transferring one embryo at a time, they transfer two to raise your chances.
Okay. Yeah. Well, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ashley, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not sorry, but I'm not sorry that I cried, but...
Oh my gosh. I'm happy that you felt... open to cry. I will be thinking, do you want me to put it under the candle
I
for
do.
You?
I do. I absolutely do. I just don't want to do it myself.
I will do it for you on your behalf.
Thanks,
I will.
Babe. Thank you. Oh my gosh. I appreciate it.
Sure. Under one condition. Just kidding.
Say hi to Abraham Hicks for me.
I will.
Oh my gosh.
That's my girl every morning.
Gosh. Every morning. Do you listen to? What do you listen to?
I listen to the Morning Rampage.
Does she have like a program now?
No, it's like on YouTube. It's a YouTube video. You can look it up. It's called literally Morning Rampage. It's like
Is 15... it new every day?
No, it's the same freaking thing every day, and I listen to it every morning.
Well, that's what I used to do. I don't know which ones I would listen to. I would just go, oh, this one looks good today. And I would, listen to that while walking my dog.
Yeah, I do. It starts out, it's a good morning. This is a really good morning.
Oh, yes.
This is a new morning. This is a new day.
And she's got such an interesting accent.
I know.
It's
Where
so
is
19,
that?
What, 50s?
I have no, it's bizarre. It's bizarre, but I do enjoy it very much.
It's good. I remember it always used to uplift me for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Much like you.
Oh, way to tie it back.
Thanks. yeah. Thank you for this and for being such a bright, shining star. And I love you. And
love you too so much.
Thanks for putting that, whatever you're going to put under the candle.
I
appreciate
will.
It.
Of course. You will be in my thoughts.
Thank you.
And manifestations.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Love you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
That's part something.
I don't know. Sure.
Bye, Ashley.
Okay.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's it, everybody. We've come to the end of the podcast. Now, I did have a conversation with my mom just now that was pretty helpful, so I'm going to give you a little snippet of that. So, hey, listeners, I was just talking to my mom. I'm still talking to my mom, and I decided to record what we're talking about because I said, I don't know, I just started thinking about what tomorrow means. And
no,
what?
I called you, and I said, what time is your appointment? And you said you're just going to walk in there and get a blood test.
You said, how are you feeling? And I said, you know, I don't know. I'm just hanging in there. And I'm just now sort of dreading Tuesday because if it's negative, I've got to kick it into high gear and figure out what I'm going to do next. And I think that is definitely something that's been weighing on me. And I haven't really explained or what's the word? I haven't really verbalized it.
What do you think is high gear?
High gear is deciding what I do next, fertility treatment-wise, where I do it, what clinic I do it at, what side of the country I do it on. And, yeah, all of that. And I feel like if it's negative, then I've really got to move quickly as soon as I know the answer and that sucks,
right.
And I'm just dreading that, and I think that might be part of why I've been avoiding thinking about any of this.
Well, but you've been through the wait so many times, and I think you know how to sort of go into neutral, and just go out of gear during the waiting period. And you kept yourself busy this weekend working on your podcast. And I'm suggesting that you go to bed very soon and just get this day over and just get in there and get her down in the morning and find out. Call me.
And I will call you. And I love all these car metaphors a lot.
What car? What? Oh, high gear?
High gear and neutral.
Oh, I think of it more as like a glider soaring on a breeze and without an engine, it just goes.
Okay, yeah. Well, I was kind of thinking of it like a very stressful highway with a lot of switchbacks and you're going up and down, left and right, and you don't know what gear you're supposed to be in.
Right.
Oh, but maybe right now we're just going smoothly down a nice gentle slope and no foot on the brake and no gear at all. It's in neutral. We're saving gas. I don't know what's happening.
There's a grizzly bear on the road.
And there's a grizzly bear on the road. We get out of the car. We talk to the grizzly. We take some pictures. We become friends.
Right.
We snuggle. We go off into the woods and we make a family together.
There you go. That's wonderful. I love it.
That would be nice. Oh, gosh. And that's where I'm going to have to leave you, everybody. I wish that I had some news for you, but I just cannot. I just need to wrap this up tonight so that I don't have to think about it tomorrow as I'm awaiting my beta results. So, tune in next week to find out what went down. And like I said earlier, if you want the inside scoop, you can go to patreon.com/spermcast. And get all the details as they come in. I'm sure my beta results will be up by the time that you're listening to this episode. If you want to reach me otherwise, email me at spermcast@gmail.com. Leave me a voicemail or text me at 323-741-1818. Find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at spermcast. If you want to support the show in another way, you can Venmo money to Molly-Hawkey. That's always a fun surprise. And if you want to support the show in a different kind of way, you can rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the show. Rate it. It helps. You can also share the show with a friend, somebody who you think might need this information. Text them the link to this show right now. Do it. And as always, I'm still doing fertility consultations and still loving it. And if you need an ear, I'm here for you. For more information about fertility consultations, you can email me at spermcast@gmail.com. I think that's everything. Thank you all so much for listening. I'll be back with you next week. Think good thoughts. Love you so much. Bye.
He could be bald and bearded, short or tall. Funny, smart, love basketball. From gay to straight, black to white. Tiny eyes with an underbite. I just need sperm. Spermcast.
An Erios production.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.